This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Central Bank, CFAO, City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, Grosvenor Medical Center, Jazz in the Gardens, Nay's Pancake Place, Printmasters, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are the same, 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can 939-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. BTC Flow channel 612. This is the second day of our series of personal financial management shows this week. With all that stuff going on, we can deal with that starting next week, Monday. And I got lots of stuff to deal with starting next week, Monday. But this week, we are trying to get our finances in order, trying to make some progress in our financial prosperity. And today, having dealt with assessing your personal financial health and budgeting yesterday, and having gone through that exercise of determining how much you, what you own, what you owe, what you earn, what you spend, and then organizing around a budget that looks like a surplus scenario for you on a monthly basis, we know that Greg Bethel and those told us some aspect of your planning should be saving and investing. Sorry, but we didn't go into that in any detail. Why? Because today, that's entirely what we're going to be dealing with. And we're going to start our discussions off today with some excellent talent to help us do that from Kalina Financial Advisors Limited, our primary sponsor today. And we're talking with financial literacy coach Richard Pinder. And I don't see yet Shanice Taylor, but she may be joining us as well. Welcome, Richard.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, Shivago?
Great, man. Great to have you here. I'm looking forward to this discussion, looking forward to learning. I think you heard my introduction, what we learned yesterday from Mr. Bethel and those, and setting up for a situation in which we can save and invest. And so help us begin by understanding what that is anyhow, saving and investing.
Sure. So first, let me introduce, of course, Ms. Taylor is right here along with me.
Oh, great.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. So, I've just been listening to your introduction. Good afternoon, Bahamas, as well. And listening to your introduction, it definitely sounds as if you started off on the right foot yesterday in terms of figuring out before you start saving and investing. Of course, you have to figure out if you can, and if you can, how much you can actually put towards it. So that was definitely a good first place to start in terms of making sure that you have the money, disposable income, to start saving and start investing. Because one thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to start saving and investing, and then you have to, come right back to it and spend it.
I want you to stop there because this is so very important. I would tell you what a friend of mine. He called me up and he said, "Well, Shivago, I find a way to get over the banks." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah. What I just do is I borrow money from them, right? And I put it on fix and earn interest on it. I said, bro, ain't no possible chance. You're winning in that scenario. And then you have people who owe bills over here, credit card and other things, and then they have some money over there they say they got for saving and investing. So please help us appreciate again the point you're making about you have to know whether you what and if you have to save and invest.
I think the main thing, one of the things we talk about, and it's simple, it's a simple term, is being in control of your finances and your money. I think a lot of persons don't even know if they can save, even when they have the initial conversation of, do I want to save? Am I able to save? Am I able to invest? I think a lot of times persons don't even know if they can because they don't know what they have and what they're spending.
We took care of that yesterday. We went through the whole gamut with them of figuring out what your net worth is, what your monthly situation is, whether you're bleeding or you're in the black. So we took care of all of that. So presuming people now who listen know whether or not they have some surplus, you call disposable income, some surplus at the end of the month that they can save and invest, right? I think that's what you're saying.
Correct.
Yes, okay. Yes. But normally we do encourage persons to start taking out funds. First things you do when you're actually doing your budget. So like you said, you would have already mentioned how much money you have, but we encourage you to take those savings first. Or sometimes we call it pay yourself first.
Okay. So that's a part of your expenditure, your normal when you're setting up your budget, yes. You're plugging this in.
Yes. One of the first things.
Okay. All right, so what is the recommendation for what that amount is? What is that?
Well, normally we don't tell people a stated amount. We try to encourage people to maybe look at a percentage. If you want to look at 10%, 15%, definitely you can't go wrong with savings. But we do say put an amount that is comfortable to you. Like you said, you're doing your budget. So while you're figuring out, plugging in numbers, make it something that at the end of the day, you do not feel it.
Right. Because you don't want it, like I said, you don't want it to be a number that you have to keep adjusting. Right.
Okay.
Because if you put that number in this month and then next month you have to go down by $10 or $15, you want it to be a number that, hey, once I put this in, I could set it and forget it, as they say. And so once you start saving that money, over a period of time, you surprise yourself. You might even be able to save, even if it's $5 more. But the point is, you want to start somewhere that's very comfortable for you.
If I'm someone who's a little older and saying, well, you know, nobody told me or I didn't really listen and it's kind of late for me now, am I now, retirement or whatever is facing me, am I now needing to be a little bit more aggressive than before, or what? Well, how does that work?
Yes, you used the correct term. So I want to say for your evening, it is never too late to start saving or investing. Just like you said, it may mean that you may have to be more aggressive in terms of your goals and that number that you're working towards. So one thing I would say is whatever that goal is, make sure you put a number next to it. As you mentioned, if you are a little bit older, you definitely would need to have that number in front of you as to where you're trying to get to, so that you can know right away, okay, I may need to be a little bit more aggressive with my savings. Because one thing that we've seen, of course, is we don't want persons who are, once they've reached retirement age, they still have, you know, large debt in front of them and so forth. So you want to take care of those things first.
Okay. So let's say somebody comes into yourselves as coaches looking to set up a saving and investing plan. Take us through what that process would be. So I'm Shivago. I came in. Listen, I want to save and invest. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to start. Please help me.
Right.
One of the first things we like to ask persons is, what are your goals? What is it that you want to achieve? Some people, they would come and say, well, I just want to do savings. Okay. Some persons, they come and they say, okay, well, I want to make a return of 5K before my house, or I want to leave investments for my children. So this kind of gives us an indication of, okay, what products are best for you. Also, we even go into asking them about their risk level. That's something that we'll probably talk more in as we go into investments. But once you come in, we start to ask you, you know, where do you see yourself? You know, is this something short term? Is this medium term? Is this long term? So you can understand what to expect based on the product that you have.
So what does short term mean? So what do I mean if you ask me if I have a short term goal?
Okay, short term is anything that is underneath a year. It can go up to 2 years, maybe 3 years, but definitely anything within 6 months to a year is short term.
Okay, so that, let me give you my short term one. This is just a scenario. I plan to take a European cruise next year.
Yes, sir.
So that's like a short term one, right?
Yes, sir.
Or my son is in 12th grade. He wants to do 12th grade in the U.S. to play ball. So that's, and I then figured out that's going to cost me $13,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he graduates July. He has to be there in September. That's a short term, right? Now, what do you mean by medium term?
Okay, medium term is anywhere over 3 years to 5 years, even up to 7 years. It's normally for, let's say you want to do a down payment for a car. It depends on your income level, but most people may be a down payment on a car. It may be helping even to finish up save for house costs, whether it's getting that down payment for your house or maybe a small renovation. Anything like that would be considered medium term goal or medium length goal.
Okay, or maybe take a certification course at some distinguished place, and that may cost me a couple thousand dollars, right?
Yes, yes. Or if you're doing college, you know, you yourself.
Right. What about a long-term goal?
Okay, so a long-term goal would be your bigger projects. You may want to be starting, let's say you take the road of constructing your house. So that's a long-term goal. Or depending on, this may be your dream house and the down payment you have to come up with is $30,000, $50,000. Then, you know, you have to save up at least a couple thousand dollars a year. And long-term may just be that you want an account, an investment account. A lot of people have a desire to say, well, I have an investment account, and they keep it. And in actuality, when you have medium and long-term goals, you want to keep your money invested or saved up so you could actually get that return and take advantage of that compound interest.
Right. And another one could be get out of debt, right? Because maybe I already own my home, but I financed my home. I have some credit card debts and what have you, and they're pretty sizable, but I want to get in the long term in the next 7, 8, 9 years. I want to be out of debt completely.
That's a good goal. Let me say that for That's a good goal.
Okay, great. So we know what short term, medium term, and long term is. So you've asked me, I've given you my short term, my medium term, my long term goal. Now what?
So now the next step is, just as we talked about those three types of the short, medium, and the long-term goals, and we've now put a number next to it. So now we can say, okay, what plans or what savings or what investment can help you to get to those goals? Because now we know, for example, your short-term goal of your son going away, and that's going to cost you, I think in your example, you said $13,000. So you know what you're working towards. So you have a year.
The cruise is $7,500. That's the short term.
That cruise may be more than $7,500.
Cheap cruise. I would, you know.
And I'm glad we're talking about this because some goals have to be realistic.
Yes.
Right. Some financial goals.
The number you put next to the goal has to be realistic.
Right.
Because for example, right? Let's just use your cruise example. Mm-hmm. The cruise is one cost, but the plane to get to wherever it is you're taking off from, that's another cost as well.
Right.
And so you don't want to get into a situation where you saved up for your goal, but now you're still short by, let's say that's another $1,000 to $2,000.
So we have to think through. We are as specific and as correct in our quantifying as we can be.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. 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 So now, so we know we put a figure on it. We know what that is. So now you're asking what kind of plan do we have or need to get there?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So and how do you work with that, me with that? I mean, because I don't know, bro. That's why I come to you.
Well, okay. Let's say you have a short-term goal. Okay. The cruise. Let's take the cruise. That's a good one. Saving up for a trip. We always encourage people to try and do that. Okay, so how much money, based on your budget, can you afford to put aside for this cruise? Now, this cruise is going to be a separate saving. I don't know if you mentioned emergency savings. That's something also we encourage people to have as best as possible. So this is
That's what you just corrected me then. Because you just said to me, you saving for a cruise, you got your emergency savings yet.
Well, we're
going to
be honest. Because
you know, I have people who have, when the cryptocurrency really was a rage, people would call me and they'd say, oh, Mr. Lang, you think I should get into cryptocurrency? This was my standard answer. I said, you have 6 months salary saved up in emergency savings yet? No. I said, you have any basic investments in stocks and bonds? I mean, just basic. No. Mm-hmm. I said, well, why are you fooling with cryptocurrency?
That's a very good answer.
Yes. See, sometimes when people come in, you know, we don't want to bog them down with, okay, you need a savings for this, a savings for that. But we try to encourage them just to start, you know, and as you grow, as you develop, you're going to say, okay, you know what? I need to set up these funds for the emergency. And again, you could have the cruise savings now, you know.
I like that. I like that approach. I like that approach. Let me work with what you're working with, but then by the same token, as we go along, you could see, you know, maybe you might want to think about this and that and the next thing too. Okay, I like that.
Yes, sir. So okay. So the first thing is, if you have savings that are on the side, the emergency savings, okay, how much do you want to start with? You said cruise is $7,500.
My cheap cruise, but depending on my cheap cruise.
So based on how much you want to start with, again, we'll tell you if you only can do, let's say you say you only could put in $500 a month for the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a startup. Let's say you start up with $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the interest that you will probably get on that on a short-term savings is maybe 2 to 3%. You could probably get 4% return, but will you get $7,500 at the end of the year?
We got to do that calculation.
No.
I ain't gonna come close.
Now, mind you, if you're doing the $500 every month for a year, you could get $6,000. So that's how much that you're putting in. And if you start off with $1,000, okay, $7,000 there.
Right. So the interest would have to make up the $500, and that ain't happen.
The interest is going to be about, if it's 4%, it's going to be $280.
Right.
But I mean, I think if you can manage to save $500, I think you could spare another $20 or so.
Yeah. We're making progress. I have a plan now.
Yes.
I have a plan.
Now, in that scenario, that's 1%. But it depends on your income level. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
$500 for some people is a lot of money. Right. Just for food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we said you have to make realistic goals, and we always encourage people to save. We always encourage it, and even when it comes to big lump sum, sometimes we get big lump sum payments. What we have found is we get excited, and there are a lot of things that we want to conquer at the same time. We encourage people to allow your big lump sums to help you solve a problem, even if it's just one problem. For instance, let's say you get $5,000 and you currently want to remodel your kitchen. You need to paint your car. Let's say you want to go on this European cruise. The $5,000 can do those three things, but maybe you set $5,000 one of those problems. Maybe it could be the down payment towards the cruise or something more beneficial, maybe painting the car or dealing with your car.
What I like about this exercise is that I'm already feeling like I'm taking charge, command of my affairs. I'm not just living and things happening to me, but I am making some determinations about what I want and how I'm going to be able to afford that. That's very liberating to me.
Yeah, I think for me too. I think it helps with the discipline aspect of it as well. Because I think another aspect where we sometimes we get sidetracked from our goals is if we don't have those goals in front of us, right? We don't take charge, as you said. Sometimes it ends up causing you to spend money frivolously on things you may or may not need right away. And so we could get into a whole conversation about wants versus needs. But it helps you with your discipline because now you know you're working towards something. You've started to get on the right track and you want to stay on that track. Right? So it would help you with that discipline as well.
Now, ultimately, I'm hearing when we are done, whatever those goals are that I lay before you, we are going together to determine what kind of saving are necessary to meet those goals. And that might mean me understanding really with what we have decided, you can't really get there in the next year. It'll take longer. And if you want to get there in the next year, you have to make this adjustment. Maybe you can do it in 2 years, or maybe you should do it in 2 years because it'll be easier on your budget because you have other obligations, et cetera. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly what I was just going to say as Ms. Taylor was talking. You know, sometimes when you sit down and you start to plan these things, then you realize, okay, the timeline for the goal may need to be adjusted because, just as we said, you might be stretching yourself too thin, right? So you may need to be realistic in terms not only in terms of how much you can afford, but how long you can do it for as well. So the timeline is definitely an important part of that conversation as well.
Is this what you guys in coaching call looking at your time horizons? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, essentially yes. Well, not really for savings, but more for investment.
For investing. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now what? Now where do we go?
Okay, well, now we can discuss the options that can possibly help you. And a good question is, what is your risk level? Of course, if that's why when we talk about savings, we try to encourage people to go in more conservative options, conservative meaning that it's relatively low risk. There isn't much fluctuation in the price, also even in the return, you get a steady income. So when you're trying to get these short-term goals in, you want to make sure you are expecting the right amount at the end of the year, not, okay, it went up and then it went down. So definitely conservative investments. If you're just looking for growth, you can do more of a balanced approach.
Okay, we're gonna take our first break and then come back. But when we come back, I have an important question to ask you all. When we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We are here with Mr. Richard Pinder and Shanice Taylor, and we're talking about saving and investing with Kalina Financial Advisors Limited on day two of our personal management series of shows. We'll be back after this break.
Applying for a mortgage but don't know where to start? Use these tips to speed up the process. First, visit your bank and get pre-qualified. This is an assessment of your ability to repay. To get pre-qualified, carry a passport, a recent pay stub or verification. If self-employed, 2 months bank statements and a bank reference letter. Ask questions. Is there an application or commitment fee? What will the interest rate be? Are there any closing costs or prepayment penalties? Get smart. GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
At CBI, plan that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create the right pension plan for their employees, and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Attention, valued customers of the Water and Sewage Corporation. We wish to inform you that our office at the Mall of Marathon will be closing on Friday, February 28th, 2025. But don't worry, we are making it easy for you to continue managing your accounts with us from the comfort of your home or on the go. We encourage you to take advantage of our convenient digital payment options. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs to make payments securely. Call us at 302-5630 to pay by phone, or use your preferred financial institution to pay directly. Switching to these online options helps you save time and ensures you never miss a payment. We are here to make your experience as smooth and easy as possible. Thank you for being a valued customer, and we look forward to serving you in new ways.
We go into Nis, going to get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich, love the taste. Try our French, don't stuff your face. Come to Nis, pancake please. We go into Nis, yes, we go into Nis. Woo, gonna eat that chicken and fries, pot and rice, juicy burgers, taste so nice. Crack, con, chicken wings, come and try all we things.
Nis, pancake place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to C Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we speak with a team from Kalina Financial Advisors Limited, our principal sponsor today, speaking on the topic of saving and investing. And so we're walking through this process of saving and investing. We've talked about the goals we have. We've talked about plans to help us achieve those goals. And now we were talking about assessing our risk tolerance or profile or something. Because what I wanted to ask you all is the fact that I go into the numbers house on a regular basis an indication that I have a high risk tolerance?
Not really. Not <at all. laughs> That might be an indication of some other things as far as your
mind. Maybe that's pure luck.
So tell me how you're going to help me understand what my risk preference is. What does that mean actually?
Yeah, well, I think when it comes down to risk tolerance and your risk profile, you know, I think a lot of Bahamians, they talk a good game because it comes down to two things. They are expecting a lot of returns, but they are not willing to do the work, to put in the amount to continue investing, and also to ensure that they are not spending that money, right? So about high risk investments, you want returns, you want, you know, a lot of persons want quick quick cash, as they say, but you know, you have to be realistic. Your expectations have to be realistic. And that's where I think, if I may be honest, a lot of persons get caught up in, you know, Ponzi schemes and things like that. When persons say, hey, you know, if someone came to you, Shivago, and they say, man, I could turn your $100 into $1,000 in a month. You know, a lot of persons would be willing to take that chance for whatever reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But that's a risk. I don't know why you would want to take that kind of risk with your money.
So when I was studying investments, so the fellas them would say to me, they'd say, well, here's the thing, Shivago. Like, life is a trade-off. So they say, you can go after big returns, you know. Like, you could go and put your money in some scheme or project in a war-torn country, and the returns they're offering could be substantial. That's the returns. But the truth is that they are offering you such a large return because the risk is so big.
Absolutely.
And that the risk being so big means, this is exactly how they put it to me, and say, it is very, very uncertain whether you're going to see a dollar of that money. So that's how I always grasp it. Negative correlation. When they are positive correlation, the higher the risk, the higher the return. And that risk means you ain't sure. The extent to which you are certain, you are going to get what you are aiming for.
Right. And that's why when we talk about it, we call it risk reward, the risk reward question, because what is the reward for me taking this risk? Mm. And so that's a part of that profile, and that's a part of that question process as well. Like, if I take this risk, what is the reward? How much am I actually getting from it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so anytime you look at any investments or savings options that you have, is investment specifically, you want to make sure that the amount of risk that you're taking, it substantiates the reward on the investment. And so anytime, like, once again, like I said, someone comes to you with anything that sounds too good, you have to ask questions, and you have to be able to see this number, these numbers in front of you. Like, what's the reputation for this particular product or company or this security? Does it have historical data in terms of how it's been able to perform over, let's say, a 5-year period or a 7-year period or whatever your timeline is? And so you have to ask questions. You can't just buy into something or invest in something and not be sure of what the timeline is, how much risk am I really taking, or what type of risk I'm taking in terms of, is this too much risk? Is this a company or an investment or security that doesn't have any historical information that can give me some level of comfort that, hey, even if it goes down, for example, it will come back up? So these are some of the questions you have to ask.
Warren Buffett said that when Bill Gates approached him about investing in Microsoft, he said no. And right. Bill Gates asked him why. He said to Bill Gates, he says, because you know computers. I know banks. I don't know computers. And you don't know banks. So he said what he can come to know. And so that was one of the reasons. Now, but how do you draw out of me what my risk profile is? How do you help? What's that conversation look like?
Okay, well, here at CFAL, we do have an investor risk profile questionnaire. Sometimes, depending on how the conversation goes, we could describe, as Richard talked about, risk and the risk-return trade-off. Sometimes people, they come for particular accounts, we would let them do it, and it will give us a good indication of what is their risk level or what is their risk tolerance. And we like to say Bohemians generally are low risk. I think we like the thought of the high return, but when it comes to taking on that risk, we can't stand fluctuation in our investments or our accounts.
That is true. That's why we've chosen a merchant lifestyle so much, as opposed to getting into all these highfalutin projects and them kind of things, because we could see where them people coming to buy them shoes, them shirt, them stuff, and what have you, more so than anything else. We ain't nobody's tourists.
Exactly.
All right. So you are my risk profile. And now, why is that really, how does that connect now to my investment plan?
Sure. Well, the first way, the same thing we've been talking about, the realism of it, because you may have a goal, you may have your amount But now we have to figure out, okay, even if this is the best investment for you, or this investment can give you the best return, is it something that, because once again, you don't want it to be an investment where every month or every day or every quarter, you're looking at the returns and you're seeing the fluctuation, and then, you know, you want to pull out of it, you want to withdraw from it. So it doesn't make sense for us as financial coaches giving you on suggesting a product to you that you're not comfortable with. Our jobs here is not to sell you a product per se. Our job is to make sure that whatever investment you have, it is something you're comfortable with.
Okay. So people with low risk, I'd say the medium risk, they're not day traders. And people could be looking at the Dow and going, oh my God. These are people you got to look at a trend over time.
Right.
And say, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, and sometimes that's why when persons come in, we try to help them understand the products that they're investing in, whether it's a low-risk fund, you know, it's invested in bonds or, you know, low-risk investments, or if you're going into a fund that has stocks in it, just to get an indication of how stocks may work. You know, okay, you could expect a higher return. If it goes down, then you know your returns could be a little bit subdued. So it's just having a conversation, because like we said, sometimes people just go in just thinking, okay, no matter what I put my money in, I'm going to get a return. It all depends on what you're putting your money in and how the product works.
Yeah, because I always tell people that day trading ain't for everybody.
No, that's definitely not.
You have to watch the market.
yeah. If your stomach weak and you can't afford to lose what you put in there,
don't get
that day trading business.
That's not for everybody.
And the long term investing is something where you're really investing in the credibility, the soundness, and the future growth of the underlying business of the stock. And that's a different creature. And I always tell people, for me, I don't have the time to invest in that kind of research to understand the business. And this is why I go to a broker like CFile, right?
Absolutely correct.
Yes, but what we'd like to share is, you know, even during the pandemic, you know, that was the time that the stock market really was fluctuating, you know, some days of some low returns. And we just encourage persons to, you know, don't be too hesitant, you know, when you see what's going on. You just explain that, you know, the real value of the company comes from, you know, fundamental analysis and not just looking at what's going on with, you know, the buying and the selling. And during that time, you know, a lot of stocks went down. A lot of the cruise ship stocks, they were down, and now they're back. So when you're investing, it's for the long term. Definitely, that's why we try to tell you, if you're going into something that's more riskier, you want to make sure these funds are different from your hardcore savings that you would need for day-to-day.
In fact, that's how some of these brilliant investors do their value shopping, because while the herd is going in that direction, saying this thing is plummeting, et cetera, they know that the fundamentals are going to kick back in once things get back to normal. They buy them stocks on the cheap and then watch the market go back to normal, right?
Yes, sir. But it's something called behavioral finance. We did a podcast on this last year. How we make decisions based on emotions about, you know, what's going on, what do we see other people do. You talk about Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. You know, sometimes we try to mimic what they got in their portfolio. It's profitable for us. So that's why we encourage people to, you know, be wise with making investment decisions, find out the information and ask the questions. And don't be too rushed into anything. That's another thing. We have scams that are out there. A lot of people are going into it, you know, unknowingly, you know, just innocently, not expecting, but ask the questions. Don't allow anybody to rush you into anything and telling you, well, if you don't get into this now, you're missing it. No, take your time.
We're going to take our last break for this segment. But when we come back, I want you to please explain to us the power of compounding, which is important in investing. Many people think you don't get there unless you're putting big money in all the time. And that's not true when you understand the power of compounding. And so if you could help us with that when we come back. Sounds good?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
With escalating global conflicts, are you ready for what's next? Join us at RF Bahamas Economic Outlook on March 12th at Bahamar, where top global and local experts will break down the key economic, political, and social trends shaping our future. Hear from KT McFarland, former Trump National Security Advisor, and more. Plus, gain CPD credits, powerful insights, and high-impact networking all in one day. Don't miss out. Secure your spot now at rfbeo.com. That's rfbeo.com. RF Bahamas Economic Outlook. See you there.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Babe, you marched the car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me, Marsh. She had insurance. She hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
You work hard for your money, so let your money work hard for you. With as little as $1,000 to start, you can watch your money grow by investing in CFAL's Bahamian dollar and U.S. dollar mutual funds, each tailored to match your unique investment profile. Our expert advisors are dedicated to crafting personalized investment strategies to help you achieve your financial goals. Don't miss out on the chance to earn higher returns on your hard-earned money. Join the thousands of investors who trust CFAL and start your journey toward financial freedom today. Visit us at CFAL.com to learn more about our saving and investment options. And let us help you build wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Applying for a mortgage but don't know where to start? Use these tips to speed up the process. First, visit your bank and get pre-qualified. This is an assessment of your ability to repay. To get pre-qualified, carry a passport, a recent pay stub or verification. If self-employed, 2 months bank statements and a bank reference letter. Ask questions. Is there an application or commitment fee? What will the interest rate be? Are there any closing costs or prepayment penalties? Get smart. GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today in this first segment where we're speaking with a team from Kalina Financial Advisors Limited about savings and investing. We are speaking with Richard Pinder and Shanice Taylor, and they are both financial coaches helping us understand how we could all benefit from saving and investing. Compounding. I hear this a lot when you are talking about investments. It matters to how much your money grows, if it grows at all. What is that? Help us understand, appreciate it.
Absolutely. So compounding interest for everyone listening is very important. It is definitely one of the questions you should ask when you're making any investments is how often am I going to earn interest on my particular product? Because compounding interest simply means how are you going to receive interest every month? Are you going to receive interest every 3 months? Are you going to receive interest once a year? So compounding interest, in simple terms, mean, let's say you start February, right? So the first month of interest you earn, it will be March, and you earn a dollar in March. So come April now, the interest will be calculated on $101 instead of $100. And that's all compounding interest means. So it means every month, the longer you leave your money, it's growing and it's earning more value for you.
Because I'm adding the income earned to the base amount, and therefore the interest is being calculated on an ever higher base, which means I keep growing this money faster than if I were just getting 1% on that base every single, 10% on that base every single month.
Correct. And so anytime you're investing in a product, you want to say, am I earning something per month? Am I earning something every quarter? How often am I earning? Because now you can figure out, is your money really working for you? And that's the main question you want to ask anytime you invest or you're saving your money. You want to ask, is my money working just as hard for me as I am for it? And so even if it's earning a dollar every month, that's still something. That even if it's earning $2 every month, that's still something. Because now, of course, what we do at CFIL, every month that your money is with us, you're earning interest. And so we always encourage persons to do two things. One is to start, and then the second thing is to put some as you can. You may not be able to do it every month, but the more you put onto it, the more it grows. And so now your interest is continuing to grow on top of the interest earned previously. So like I gave an example, every month that interest will continue to grow because you're adding to it. Mm-hmm.
This text says, good afternoon. Listen to this now. I only have $80,000 invested in local stocks. They're doing better than 95% of the people in the Bahamas. So says, but and a 945. Very impressive. Congratulations. Says no debt. Okay. I want you to listen to this text, folks. Good afternoon. I only have $80,000 invested in local stocks and bonds. I'm 45, no debt, young children. What do I do next?
So the $80,000 is already saved. So the first
it's already in stocks and bonds. They already have that in stocks and bonds.
So the first question I would ask that type of investor is someone who is familiar with the market. So my next question would be, are those stocks and bonds something that's, what is the interest rate that you're earning, or what is the amount of money you're earning on your current portfolio? Mm-hmm. That would be the first question I would ask.
And they're asking what's next. I imagine too, you would reverse the question, what do you want to be next, right?
What do you want to do with this particular amount of money? Because as you said, that's a substantial amount. That's a substantial amount of money.
Yeah,
with no debt at that age.
Absolutely impressive. And so, yeah.
The next question, I guess, would be is, I guess you already have real estate in terms of a house. You have other projects that are going on. You know, you just want to make sure you're direct about it. Very good.
Yeah, because I think to Rich's first question, the question is your portfolio working? Because I understand you have products. You brokerage houses, you guys have products, whether they are mutual funds or various kinds of portfolio assignments, et cetera. And the question for him would be, can somebody make that work better for me? And then what else can we do, right?
Exactly, what else can we do? Because, I mean, at that point, that's a good base. I mean, the amount of things you can do with that, and like Shanice said, diversifying it, maybe you can be, some of it could be more risky than some of the portfolio. So there's a lot of different things you could do with that base amount. So the first question would always be, how hard is that money working for you?
Yeah, he might want some chickens and start an egg farm in this market.
you're telling me? This text says, good day, I have a question from a macro perspective. Why hasn't the government invested more aggressively in the U.S. stock markets? The government of the Bahamas?
Or is he saying why Bahamians?
No, they say the government. No. First of all, if you run in a deficit as a government of the Bahamas, invested in the stock market, it's not a business you need to be in right now. I don't think so.
No.
All right. So if somebody wanted to get in touch with yourself, avail themselves of some guidance, some advice, and probably take advantage of some of the products or programs you all have, what should they do?
Okay, they can always reach us on the phone, our main phone line, 502-7010. They can ask for Mr. Pinder or myself, Ms. Shanice Taylor. We have a whole team of professionals. So anyone, they could just call in. We're great on customer service. Also, in terms of via email, they could also email us at info@cfile.com. You could check out our website, www.cfile.com. There's a section on there if you need to contact us, and you could put in all of your questions, and someone will be willing to assist you right away.
Just a rapid fire answer round, because we got 2 minutes before we go to that break and end the segment. What's a stock?
Well, a stock is basically ownership in a company. You can think about it. Someone asks you to invest in their business. In return, they would give you a stock. So with a stock, you now become an owner. You take on all risks. If it does good, you get a good return. If it doesn't do well, then you also would not receive a favorable return.
What's a bond?
A bond is like a loan. Just turn around the roles that you're the lender, and then you're lending to someone else, and in return, it's twice a year. And at the end of the term, you get your principal back.
Okay, what's a mutual fund?
Mutual fund is, of course, instead of you investing solely in the market, you'll then, of course, invest with other persons, just as you mentioned earlier, through a broker house. And of course, they would then be the person investing on your behalf. So it would give you more access to various securities. It will give you access to resources in terms of someone investing on your behalf. And then, of course, it will give you better interest as well, because instead of you investing your $1, you would now have $100 if it's 100 persons with you.
I don't care which brokerage firm it is. I found whenever they send you all, as young or not so young as you all might be, you all are always excellent representatives of your organizations. I thank you for teaching us and helping us understand better saving and investing. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Kalina Financial Advisors, Richard Pinder and Shanice Taylor. When we come back, hopefully we'll talk about the central bank about investing in government stocks and bonds. Government bonds and stuff. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, day two of our series of shows we're doing on personal financial management. In the first segment, we talked with representatives of CFIL. Now we're going to talk with the Assistant Manager, Domestic Markets Banking, Thomas Hario Bodhi. Welcome, Mr. Bodhi.
Good day. Pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
No, it's good to have you. So many people, I am sure, are interested to understand how the central bank ties into this discussion we're having. One of the things that I fully know is that the central bank has taken a very keen interest in promoting financial literacy. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. It's one of our main objectives and has been for quite some time, but we're now doing a major push to make sure that the human people are aware and can make financially sound decisions for the future.
Now, why would this be important to the central bank as an example?
I think with central bank being for the people, we always want to make sure that anything that is invested in the Bahamas, it's for the its best interest. So this is just one aspect that we strive on informing the public of what are their opportunities there to put them in the best financial situation moving forward. Because we have to, as the Bahamian or as a nation, the Bahamas or as a nation, have to move into a mindset of investing in ourselves and in our country.
The thing about it is, I know the central bank is responsible essentially for monitoring and regulating the integrity of the financial system of the country.
Correct.
And clearly, where we are more financially literate ourselves, we can operate in that system with more integrity, soundness, and competence. And so that can help us to make sure we're not jeopardizing our poor decision making, right?
Correct.
So we hear this all the time. Oh, the government, the central bank has issued some treasury notes or some government bonds. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to us about what that's about. We know. I'm sure people sitting on there, man. That's like foreign language to me.
Okay, so what you mentioned, the treasury bills. We have three investment opportunities here at the central bank. We have the treasury bills, the Bahamas Registered Stock, also known as BRS, and then our new fixed instrument is the Bahamas Savings Bond. So I'll start with the treasury bills. Now, the treasury bills is a instrument that a lot of individuals take advantage of because you receive interest in 3 or 6 months, 91 days or 182 days. And how it works, you essentially would pay it. There are two ways. There's the competitive and non-competitive. Competitive bidding is $500,000 or more. And then non-competitive is less than $500,000. Now, this particular instrument, how does it work with competitively? You would say what you want your rate to be, what you want your discount to be. So we have institutions that may say, I want to invest $10 million at a rate of 97%, just for example. And essentially, they would, at the end of their 3 or 6 months, they would get $10 million back in full, but their initial investment would be $1 million. So that 3% would be their interest paid at that 3 or 6 month mark, right? And the same for non-competitive. If you want to invest, let's just say $6,000 or $5,000, you don't get to say what your rate is because it's non-competitive. Your funds would then be allocated at the average discount rate of the competitive bidders. So let's just say the competitive bidders' average discount rate, again, is at 97%, just for the purpose of this exercise. You would then invest. Your initial investment would be 97% of that $5,000 or $6,000. But at the end of that 3 or 6 month period, you would get your $5,000 or $6,000 back in full. So your interest would have been 3% over a 3 month or 6 month period. Now, going forward in March, we're introducing the 364-day treasury bills. And that's a new investment option for the treasury bills. And the first iteration will be during the month of March. That's treasury bills now.
And that's these are called treasury bills because you are essentially putting them in the market for the government, because the government is the one who ultimately collects this monies to go to the treasury, right?
Correct. So all of our investments is on behalf of the government. Central bank only access the broker deal on behalf of the government. Now, that doesn't mean that you and I as an individual cannot go to other broker-dealers to participate in these offers, but Central Bank proper, who is the issuer and the facilitator of these governments, so it is raising capital for the government, but also you are receiving interest on your investment as well. So that's Treasury bills. Now, Bahamas registered stock and the savings one are very similar. The only difference is the savings bond has a lock-in period and a penalty attached to it versus the registered stock does not. Now, the registered stock are normally facilitated in the 3, 5, 7, 10, 20, and 30-year tenors. That doesn't mean that your funds are tied up, for lack of better words, for that period of time and you can't get it back. No, the Bahamas registered stock, you can invest today and tomorrow, you can say, hey, I want my money back. That's no problem, no issues, no penalty. That's fine. Your interest rate is fixed for both instruments. Now, when it comes to the savings bond, if you invest, there's only four different investment options. That's the 1 year, 2 year, 4 year, and 6 year, which means that you're bonded for those periods of time. So for the 1 year, your lock-in period, which means you cannot get your funds back at all, is 6 months. The 2 year is 12 months, the 3 year is 18 months, and the 6 year is 24 months. You cannot get your funds back at all. And if you do, after those lock-in periods, if you do want your funds back, there's a 91-day penalty, interest day penalty on your funds. So it's designed to encourage individuals to save and discourage them to not break that bond. So that's the savings bond, and that was recently launched in November 2024, and it has been received really well. But if you are someone who is disciplined and, you know, don't need that kind of restriction, then you obviously have the choice for the Bahamas registered stock. Now, both of them pay interest biannually, which means every 6 months. You can come at any point in time to purchase either or. However, we do have regular initial public offerings or reopenings for the Bahamas registered stock, generally every month. Even if it's just a small number, a large number, I don't want you guys to pay attention to the amount that's being offered. But make sure that you are paying attention to actually participating. Your participation is the main thing.
And this is so important because, you know, people say all the time, you know, man, I put my couple dollars in the bank and I collect in 1.01%. I must be able to do better than that. And chances are through either these treasuries or registered stock, these bonds, you can do better, right?
Yes, definitely. Now, I will say that, of course, you have other options out there to invest your funds. But look at the interest rates for specifically the Bahamas registered stock, our 30-year bond or our 30-year stock is at 6.65%. Now, I don't know where you're going to find 6.65% that's paying you biannually interest on your funds. So that's 6.65% divided by 2 because it pays interest every 6 months. And then even the 3 year, 3.70%. So we have extremely great rates. And I don't think you will find a fixed interest rate at 6.65% anywhere right now.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if your entry amount is not really, really sizable. And even then, I know it's difficult, but I'm saying even, especially if you have a modest amount to invest.
Yeah, and I would say that with investment, your investment is, minimum investment is $100. You can literally start your portfolio with $100. With Central Bank, there's no penalty, there's no fee when it comes to investing. I know other institutions may have a fee sign up administration. No, Central Bank does not have those fees attached to the investment branch at the moment. So I do encourage individuals to be like, oh, I wouldn't, you know, yield so much interest on $100. But at the end of the day, that same $100 that you're keeping in the bank or keeping in other institutions, they're actually taxing you to keep your funds there. Central bank does not. So I always tell individuals, be mindful of where you keep your funds, how you invest, expand your portfolio, but also be mindful of the taxes that on the fees that you're being, that you're putting yourself at risk to and keeping your funds in certain places. So central bank, of course, for me is the best, is the best option.
But it's just $100 now, but you, if you're regularly putting $100 but buying these bonds, mm-hmm. then, well, at the end of the year, it's $1,200. At the end of 2 years, it's $2,400. And you're collecting interest on all of that. So yes. Over time, you can build a sizable portfolio, at least a sizable nest egg with that in it. Yeah. Of course, you want other things in your portfolio, but mm-hmm. that becomes one of the safest components in your portfolio, right?
Correct. And low risk.
Right.
And it's backed 100% by the government. I always tell individuals whenever I do these presentations, before they pay any other bill, they have to make sure that you get paid. And that was comforting knowing, getting into the nitty-gritty of things, is that you are sure that your investment is safe with the government instruments.
But you know what is interesting about what you just said is that many times when people think government, because they hear about the deficit and they hear about the debt, they then think that's not safe. But then I like to tell people, let me tell you something, bro. When you see the government can't pay you, it's what it owes you. You ain't got to worry about the rest of the economy. Oh, we're in trouble.
No comment.
And that's why we say government bonds are typically the safest investments in most countries, because the government has the ability to tax, and that ability to tax means it has the ability to pay.
Correct.
So it is a safe investment.
It is definitely.
So people have these options available to them through the central bank. Now, you know, is not an institution that many of us are accustomed to interacting mm-hmm. with. Mm-hmm. And so people might feel like, wow, okay, I love what he just said. I'd love to take advantage of these opportunities, but how the heck does one even get to access the central bank in that way?
I love that question. I will say that central bank, by extension, the banking department has been doing a phenomenal job in getting the message out, all of the information out on all of our offers. You can find the prospectus, which is related to the Bahamas Registered Stock, or the term sheet, which is related to the Treasury bills, on all of the social media platforms. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's literally everywhere. And of course, on our website, centralbankbahamas.com, there's a tab there that's called Government Securities. And to the left there, if you're on your personal computer or if you're on your cellular devices, it'll be at the bottom. You will see different options that says Bahamas Registered Stock, IPO, which is the initial public offer, or you'll see something that says Treasury bills or Bahamas savings bond. All of the option and all of the information is there for you. And then we also have a calendar, so you can even think ahead or look ahead. Okay, based on this calendar, although tentative, there's an offer that's coming out next month on the 10th. Okay, I can get my funds together. I can make sure that I have all of my ducks in a row, fill out the application, or sign up through the portal. So there's two ways you can participate. You can sign up through the portal, or you can send the application. All of that information is on our website, and it's so easy to access, literally by clicking government securities right there. But aside from that, I'd like to share our email for our general mailing box for those queries, which is domestic debt. That's domestic debt at centralbankbahamas.com. You can send your questions, inquiries, anything to that email box. It's our general mailing box, and we do a really good job in responding to customers or returning calls. We have a phenomenal team in the banking department, and yeah, it's completely accessible. It's easy to sign up. It's easy to participate. We just need you to complete the application or complete the portal process and send your funds and watch your money grow.
Be clear, all of this can be done online. So I don't have to come into the bank itself physically.
No, absolutely not. I think what is the upside about COVID is that it pushed a lot of institutions to be a little more electronic. And that really helped us in our operations because we get to have a little more time and a little more flexibility with responding to customers, breaking things down via email and sending them the relevant information. And it's more convenient versus having to come downtown, find parking, XYZ. So you don't have to come into us. You can email us. You can find the information online. And if need be, pick up the phone, give us a call. And we'll be there to assist and even walk you through that process if you like.
When we come back, we got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to walk through some of the mechanics of this process so that we can clarify it for people. So when we come back for the break, is that okay?
Sure, definitely. I'll be here.
Excellent. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're here with the Central Bank of the Bahamas. And we're talking savings and investing through the bank, and at least to the bank. And we'll talk about that some more when we come back from the break. We'll be back after this break.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up, to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches, made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Planning for retirement can be overwhelming, but with CFAL, it doesn't have to be. We offer tailor-made individual group and pension solutions that take the guesswork out of retirement planning. Whether it's for you or your company, don't leave your future to chance and let the trusted hands of CFAL's experts guide you toward peace of mind and financial stability. Low upfront costs and affordable monthly payments make it easy for you to build wealth so you can live well. Visit us at CFAL.com to start on your path toward financial freedom. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Applying for a mortgage but don't know where to start? Use these tips to speed up the process. First, visit your bank and get pre-qualified. This is an assessment of your ability to repay. To get pre-qualified, carry a passport, a recent pay stub or verification. If self-employed, 2 months bank statements and a bank reference letter. Ask questions. Is a commitment fee? What will the interest rate be? Are there any closing costs or prepayment penalties? Get smart. Get money smart at Bahamas.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we are having the second of a series of shows that we are doing this week on personal financial management. Right now, we are speaking with Bakario Bodhi of the Central Bank of the Bahamas. He's the Assistant Manager, Domestic Markets Banking Department, and he's telling us how, through the Central Bank, you can invest in government-issued bonds and helping you understand the three offerings in that regard. Brother Bodhi, we have a question here. I think it's a very sensible question. It says, I just want to be clear regarding Bahamas registered stock. The principal amount invested is reimbursed at 100% if the funds are requested before the end of the tenure or maturity date.
So the principal amount would be sent back to your account because your interest payment is automatic. So it's whatever account, bank account you sign up with, your interest payment is sent there automatically on your interest payment date. Once your bond would have matured or your security would have matured, you would get your last interest payment and your principal amount. Now, if you redeem early, your funds would be at the market rate. Again, that's not a penalty or not a fine. That may be your let's just say $1,000. It may be at a premium or a discount. Meaning, at a discount, your $1,000 after, let's just say, 5 years, you want to redeem your $1,000, may be worth $970. However, your interest over that 5 years would have accumulated more than that $30 quote-unquote loss. Or it may be at a premium, whereas your $1,000 may be worth $1,020. So it just depends on when you redeem. But if the maturity without breaking it, for the Bahamas registered stock, you will receive your full investment amount back.
Right. Okay. And that's fair. I mean, if you keep it till maturity, which was a contractual obligation you had when you bought, I'm going to pay you back in full and I'm going to pay you this interest, periodic interest payments. But if you want to redeem early, well, you know, the thing is in the market. And so if the market is higher than you paid, you get that. If the market is lower than you paid, correct, you get that. And yes, that's just the nature of the market.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, that helped me answer one of the mechanical questions I had. So I sign up, apply for $1,000 worth of these bonds. In the application process, as you said, I gave you my account number that I want my funds to go to, and so I don't have to worry about saying, listen, with my money on the interest payment date, mm-hmm, that money gets deposited to my account.
Yes, and if the interest payment date is on the weekend, then it'll be deposited that following Monday. But on the interest payment date, Monday through Friday, you will receive your funds on that day.
Okay, and I'm assuming that all of this is subject to KYC, right? So when I'm applying, there are some details I have to give, mm-hmm, that verifies and confirms who I am so that the central bank knows its customers, just like it's asking everybody else to know their customers.
Correct. Like I mentioned earlier, there are two ways to participate. You have the portal, which allows you to upload your passport, which is the primary ID, plus your NIB or driver's license. We need your passport. That's a must. NIB or driver's license. Sign up through the portal. That is a given. You have to upload those information or your application will be deemed incomplete or you won't be able to move forward with even signing up. And then if you go the application route, Whereas you're filling out the application again, you would need to send us your application along with your passport and NIB or driver's license.
Can foreigners sign up, apply?
Bohemians or permanent residents. Yes.
Okay, but not you can't be I'm an American. I hear, but just listening to the radio, I'm going to go try.
No. No.
Okay, just making sure.
I will say that we do have the option that's coming to market soon for foreign to invest, and I think that's more information to come about that.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. Go ahead. Hi. Yes, we're listening to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you. Yes.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. We are listening to you.
I can't hear you all.
I'm sorry. That's on your side. That has nothing to do with us.
Huh?
Go ahead. We can hear you clearly. I don't know why you can't hear us.
Well, okay. Anyway, Mr. Bodick has answered this question for me. Mm-hmm. I have some shares in this entity, and I would like to transfer it to the central bank. What do you just talk about?
Well, you have to sell your shares, cash that in, and then you have to take the cash and go and put it in the central banks, in the treasuries or the registered stock, according to the program that Mr. Bodhi gave us.
Correct.
I didn't hear what you could say. I tell you what I'm going to do. I go hang up and I go in the next room where the radio is on. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot. And we'll say it again for you. Okay, so you'll be giving him a little bit of time and then we'll answer that question for him. It's a good question.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so hopefully, I think that's Bremen. It sounded like him, I'm not sure. But what we're saying you have to do is you have to sell your shares in the entity that you have the shares in, because you need the cash to be able to then purchase the bonds you want to purchase through the central bank. And so your first order of business is to sell the shares you have to someone who might be interested. And you could seek out a broker with that. Is that right, yes. Brother Bodhi?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have a text here says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang and guests. This is an educational financial topic. Thank you. Could Mr. Bodhi provide his email address and job title at Central Bank, please? Thank you. Well, we gave you the job title at the beginning of the show. He is the Assistant Manager, Domestic Markets Banking Department. Assistant Manager, Domestic Markets Banking Department. He can give you an email that you can send. You can use.
Yes, my email is B as in Bravo, J as in Jet, Bodie, Bodie, at centralbankbahamas.com. Once again, that's BJ Bodie at centralbankbahamas.com.
This question says, is there additional information on the central bank's website on the investment opportunities you are talking about?
Yes, so once you go to centralbankbahamas.com, click Government Securities, and each of the opportunities, the Treasury bills, the Bahamas Registered Stock, and the Bahamas Savings Bond all have a landing page that gives you information on how it works, what it is about. And then you can also see the upcoming offers. You can see what was in the market previously. And you can become familiar with all the documentation there. Everything you need to participate or know about our fixed interest instruments are on the central bank's website under Government Securities.
I spend a lot of time on the central bank's website doing research. Oh, my goodness, all your quarterly statistical, your quarterly annual economic reports, just... Listen, folks, I don't know about you all, but it's like an economist haven, right? That's so I spend a lot of time on it. So if you go, and I'm on there right now. So if you go on the landing, on the homepage of the website and go under the the logo, you'll see drop-down windows, About Us, Core Functions, Currency, Notes, and Coins, and then Government Securities. If you put your arrow over that, you see a drop-down window that talks about market policies and rules, Bahamas Securities Portal, Bahamas Registered Stock, Bahamas Savings Bond, Treasury Bills, Market Brief. Very simple navigation is what you want to do. So you want to get to that site, and then you can have access to this information that's being talked about. As a Bahamian, so let's say I'm 20, and I buy into what you're saying, and brother, I want to save. So I'm going to do my $100 every month, maybe $200, $300 every month as I get. Do I have a limit? Because suppose I end up with $1 million of these government bonds. Did you say to me, no, we're not letting you go any further?
Absolutely not. If you have $1 million, say, listen, at 20 years old, I commend you. What did you do? Let me know.
No. I'm saying I get up to $1 million. Yeah.
So no, that's absolutely for the Bahamas registered stock. However, the savings bond, it's capped at $50,000. So that's the savings bond that has a cap as well. But the registered stock, there's absolutely no limit, and there's no limit in how much times you can invest either. So you can invest literally every day if you like.
Okay. Listen, man, That's an opportunity, I can tell you, for people who say, your money don't wait for you when you fooling around with these interest-bearing deposits. I go into the central bank website, I go put some money on me.
Yeah, man. Bring it to the central bank and you know, invest in yourself.
So the bank, I think, has been doing some things along the lines of educating Bahamians about financial management itself, right? I remember, do you have a youth program? Do you have a program in the schools or something?
I know we recently just did a workshop at CC Sweeting last week, Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. So we do have different initiatives with the schools in the Bahamas. And also there is that we host every other month. We were on a ball with doing that. The different departments that, you know, share what they do and also just encourage you about the different opportunities and services that central banks offers. So there is a strong push for financial literacy, and we have different entities, different programs. And even different, we strive on, you know, doing different presentations to make sure that we're doing our best to ensure the public of our products and bringing you the best service possible, not only for now, but for your future and for the best interests of you and your families.
The institution can invest in these treasury stocks, these treasury bills and registered stocks, etc.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So suppose, like, my family decided we incorporated something and decided that that's how we want to go and purchase, because now we could collectively do this. And so that is possible, right?
Yeah. So you can add as much individuals on a stock as much as however much you like. Even if it's a minor, it would be in trust for, and then once they become of age, you can always transfer it to be you and them or only them. So,
that's nice.
Yes. So that's interchangeable. And even with spouses, you know, they may want purchase together. And if they have a joint account, have the interest go to that joint account. And you can always change this. There's no limitation of, okay, me and my son is on this and nobody else can be at. No, you can always add anyone on the stock, and you can remove just as easily as well. And that's simply just sending us an email. If it's after the fact, after you've purchased, sending us an email, hey, I would like John Doe to be on this talk with us. If they're an adult, we'll ask for their IDs. If they're minor, that's fine. We just need a name. But it's literally that simple.
Well, you know, because you know what is interesting? I'm thinking, I'm 57 years old, so I didn't pass this. My youngest child is 16 years old, so this, I didn't pass it. But, you know, you get married, you're young, you don't have any children. But if you think about it and you say, you know what, I'm going to have kids. Mm-hmm. So maybe at 25, 26, you end up with your first child. Boom, $500. I just start, or I just purchased some registered stock for them.
Yep.
And that's going to be over the life. The next 20 years, so mm-hmm. when they're ready for university, I could do that calculation for you. That could be some money.
Yes.
Especially definitely. If I take that $500 and I'm adding to that $500 mm-hmm. every single month for 20 years.
Listen, that's what you call planning.
Oh my gosh. Planning,
making your money work for you. And that's what, where we want to get a lot of our Bahamian people to, you know, don't think about now. Think about your future. Think about investing. And that's the way of the world right now. Investments are making your money work for you.
You mean because you know what it's like when the first year university come and you trying to prove to the people that you got this money to pay and they are asking you to show on your bank account X, Y, and Z and you scrambling trying to see what family member could help you wake and so forth and so forth. But if you're, and I'm, of course, those of us who are our age, this is not for you. This is for these younger people who are listening now. If you think about this, I mean literally think about this, a safe investment through the central bank of regular purchases of registered stock, till your child turns 17, 18, you're looking at $40,000, $50,000 sitting easy. In the bank saying, yeah. Listen, man, ain't no thing. See, this is how we can pay for this child first, second year.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about the registered stock and the savings bond is that we do reference letters. So when that time does come, mm-hmm. institutions ask, well, how are you going to pay for this? And, you know, whatever, or even the embassy, we can print off these letters to address the school to show how much you're holding with the child name attached to it. And then that the registered stock can also be used as collateral with the commercial bank. So it's a really powerful instrument to have in your back pocket and to ensure that, you know, you're putting yourself in the best position financially moving forward.
It's hard to imagine that you go to a private broker and they are setting up a portfolio for you and it doesn't have some government bonds in it. It's hard to imagine that portfolio does not have that in it.
Listen,
right? As a basic building block of a diversified sound portfolio.
Right. You always want to encourage diversity when it comes to your financial literacy and your financial investments. So listen, I'm here only to spread the word to encourage you guys and let you guys know that this is an option. This is a safe option. And don't be afraid to start out with just $100. It can take you so far. It can take you so far with just $100.
Okay, so let's just one more time to go over. So you start. There's the treasuries,
mm-hmm.
treasury bills that you can invest in. Those are shorter term.
Yes.
Investments. And those are you locked in for that period of time, right?
Yes. So the treasury bills, 3 months, 3 and 6 months. And at the end of that 3 or 6 months, you're getting your interest and your principal amount.
Okay. Then we have the registered, Bahamas registered stock.
Yes. The Bahamas registered stock usually facilitates the 3, 5, 7, 10, 20, 30 year. Those have the highest interest rates, with the 30-year being 6.65%. And you can purchase at any time, redeem at any time with no penalty, but at the market rate. And you can add anyone to your stock, and minimum investment is $100.
And then small purchases of these, but if you are these insurance companies and they're putting $10 million in and so forth, you're looking at an annual $600,000 to get. And that's income that you're looking forward to matching with maybe some of these exposures you will have over the period of that stock.
Correct.
Investment, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we have, and then we have the Bahamas Savings Bond, right?
Yes. The savings bond is normally facilitated in 1, 2, 4, and 6 year. There's a lock-in period, and there's a penalty if you redeem early, and it's capped at $50,000. Again, minimum investment is $100 for that as well.
Now, there's a, you know, because we were talking earlier with CFAL about, you know, goals that you have, and we were talking about these medium-term goals somebody might have,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying, okay, how am I going to meet my goal? Well, this is one way I can put up to $50,000 in this Bahamas savings bond.
Yep.
I know it's, I've subscribed to the 5 year. So I know that in 5 years, if I put that in there, I'm going to end up with X amount of dollars, and that enables me to make this purchase of land or this thing, whatever it is I decided I wanted to do, that's a vehicle to do it.
Correct. And that was the premise of this particular instrument, is to encourage you to save for your, and discourage you from trying to break that bond, because you know there's a penalty attached, or even there's the lock-in period where you cannot do anything. So yes, that's definitely the primary purpose of the savings bond.
I am so glad when I spoke to Governor that he agreed that he wanted to come on to be able to share what can be done through the central bank, because now I'm going to give a lesson to all you Bahamians listening today. So you heard Mr. Bodhi describe the treasury bills, the Bahamas Register stock, and the Bahamas savings bonds. You heard him say that these represent opportunities for you to invest and get return. Why? Because these are things, he said, that the government of the Bahamas are actually using to borrow money through the central bank from you. So just remember that in many respects, a portion of your national debt is an investment instrument for you to collect monies to invest in your own future. Am I wrong on that, Mr. Bodhi?
Well, I wouldn't say borrowing money from central bank, because it's the government money.
No. But, I didn't say borrowing from. I said through.
Yes.
Through
the central definitely. Bank, everything you said is the, yes. Yeah. Everything you said is spot on. So you're essentially helping your country.
And so I wanted people to realize that when you say, "Oh, we want to pay off our national debt," just remember a big portion of that debt is monies lent to the government by citizens of the Bahamas, either individually or through institutions, who collect the interest the government is paying. So when you say the government is paying $400 million in interest payments, a big portion of that interest payment is the money being collected on these bonds paid to yourselves.
There you go.
That's very, very, very important for people to know. Oh, we need to get our debt down. Oh, we need to get our debt down. Yeah, you can get it down. And the insurance companies and the institutional funds, the credit unions and them, and these individual people who went on the government website and put some money in, etc. All of those people are among the people the government of the Bahamas owes. In fact,
yes,
Bahamians and Bahamian institutions are the majority holders of your national debt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that's important for people to know.
That is correct.
Mr. Bodhi, anything else you want to let us know, need to let us know before we wrap up today?
I will say that our next offer is scheduled for the Bahamas Registered Stock, is scheduled for March 10th through 12th. So you have 3 days to participate. Make sure get your funds in order. Make sure reach out as soon as possible so we can give you guys all of the necessary information. That will more than likely hit the newspaper and social media on Monday. Lord's willing. The Treasury bills, if you're interested in that, will be facilitated on the 12th of March, and you can always participate in the Bahamas Savings Bonds at any point in time. Again, our email is domesticdebt@centralbankbahamas.com. Please do not forget the Bahamas at centralbankbahamas.com. Reach out if you have any questions. My email is bjbodie, that's Bravo Jet Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at centralbankbahamas.com. Feel free to reach out and I will definitely be there to assist. We have a phenomenal team in the banking department, and my name is Bakario Bodie, and I appreciate the time being here with you guys.
No, we appreciate you, man. You've been clear, articulate, very, very helpful. And when, and two, before the dates on which these offerings are made, go familiarize yourself with the bank's central bank's website.
Yes.
So you can know where to click, where to go. So yes, when it's time for you to do what you have to do, you don't have any issue. You've already had some practice. Ms. Sounds good?
There you go. I couldn't have said it any better.
Thank you very much, sir. We look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
This text says, thank you, Shivago, for today's investment seminar. You opened my eyes to other investment opportunities for my savings. I may need a recap to digest the information. Thanks again. You are very welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Stay tuned, because tomorrow we're going to do it all over again with Scotiabank, and we're going to be talking about banking, and borrowing. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.
Applying for a mortgage but don't know where to start? Use these tips to speed up the process. First, visit your bank and get pre-qualified. This is an assessment of your ability to repay. To get pre-qualified, carry a passport, a recent pay stub or verification. If self-employed, 2 months bank statements and a bank reference letter. Ask questions. Is there an application or commitment fee? What will the interest rate be? Are there any closing costs or prepayment penalties? Get smart. Get moneysmartbahamas.com.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
With escalating global conflicts, are you ready for what's next? Join us at RF Bahamas Economic Outlook on March 12th at Bahamar, where top global and local experts will break down the key economic, political, and social trends shaping our future. Hear from Admiral Mike Rogers, former head of U.S. Cyber Command, and more. Plus, gain CPD credits, powerful insights, and high-impact network. Secure your spot now at rfbeo.com. That's rfbeo.com. RF Bahamas Economic Outlook. See you there.
At CFAL, we understand that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create the right pension plan for their employees, and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by Miss Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close 8, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Rami want that famous bocce and rice.
Should I sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, tail, crab and rice, and coleslaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the Nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
I'm a Bahamian, a mountain on his plate. He act like he never eat before and ain't gonna eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken.